Many observers anticipated fireworks at this week's NATO summit in Brussels, with all eyes poised to see what the unpredictable US president would do next. There were rumours Donald Trump was threatening to pull out of the 70-year alliance unless other member countries upped their defence spending. Now, President Trump says NATO members have done just that. But the collegiality hasn't lasted long. He's since taken aim at the UK's Prime Minister, criticising her approach to Brexit and questioning the state of trade between the two countries. Penny Timms reports.
United States President Donald Trump was the wild card going into the NATO summit, and it seemed he was on track to live up to the hype, initially criticising Germany and pointing the finger at NATO members who haven't met their defence spending targets. But then, as things were wrapping up, this happened.
But I can tell you that NATO now is really a fine-tuned machine. People are paying money that they never paid before. They're happy to do it. And the United States is being treated much more fairly.
He hosted that last-minute press conference before leaving for the United Kingdom. Professor James Curran specialises in American foreign relations at the University of Sydney. He's speaking here on Sky News.
He's claiming a big success, isn't he, that he's got all the allies signed up to spending 2% of their GDP on defence. But many allies walked away from that meeting the other day and saying, well, this merely repeated a previous communique that we'll up the spending to 2% by 2024.
Once in the UK, President Trump sat down with tabloid newspaper The Sun, and there he's lobbed a verbal grenade at British Prime Minister Theresa May.
I did give her my views on what she should do and how she should negotiate, and she didn't follow those views. I would actually say she probably went the opposite way.
And he says the PM's plan for a business-friendly Brexit would leave it too close to the European Union, jeopardising a new future transatlantic trade deal.
It was not the deal that was in the referendum. You know, I've just been hearing this over the last 3 days. I guess you've been just hearing about it over the last 3 days. I know they have a lot of resignations, so a lot of people don't like it. No, but it'll definitely affect trade with the United States, unfortunately in a negative way.
The cutting interview surfaced as Mr. Trump sat down to dine with Mrs. May at a glitzy black tie dinner. Adding to the insult, he's praised Boris Johnson, talking up his chances as a future leader. The Conservative politician this week quit as Foreign Secretary, citing his Prime Minister's handling of those Brexit negotiations.
I think he's a great representative for your country. I was very surprised and saddened that he was getting out of government. And you lost some other very good people. Well, I'm not pitting one against the other. I'm just saying I think he'd be a great prime minister. Yeah. I think he's got what it takes, and I think he's got the right attitude to be a great prime minister.
This all caps off a very difficult week for Theresa May after the resignations of two key members of her government, deepening speculation about her future as prime minister. Though she still appears to have the support she needs. But Professor James Curran says Donald Trump's interview with The Sun will create more instability for Mrs. May.
Any hope or prospect that Theresa May had of getting some relief from her own political problems over the last week has just gone up in smoke. In fact, the journalist who interviewed the president said that that this interview will pour nitroglycerin over an already raging revolt amongst Tory Brexiteers against the Prime Minister.
The President's arrival in the UK has been marked by wide-sweeping protests against his policies, with more rallies planned, though he'll avoid most of the unrest by travelling via presidential helicopter. Donald Trump says he's not troubled by the protests, but he does have some choice words for the London Mayor, Sadiq Khan, who he says has not made him feel welcome.
I used to love London as a city. I haven't been there in a long time. I think your mayor has done a terrible job. But when they make you feel unwelcome, why would I stay there? Now, when I say that, I'm talking about government, because the people of the UK agree with me.
However, more than 60,000 people have signalled their interest in attending a protest rally against the president later today. And pro-Trump rallies are also planned for the United Kingdom on Saturday.
Penny Timms.